That was Cakewalking Babies from Home by Wynton Marsalis on 88.5 KPLU.
And that's Sam Brink from Stadium High School. She plays a baritone saxophone, and she's 18, so not exactly a baby. Well, maybe a baby in the world of jazz. Great to have you here, Sam.
Thanks.
And we started off the show with a really cool piece, Chet Baker with a big band doing a song called Maryland, and we've got a full evening of jazz, some funky stuff from Herbie Hancock and the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Band. We're going to go old school with Johnny Hodges and Ben Webster, Duke Ellington and Harry Carney. Really cool Count Basie piece to finish off the night. Great to have you here. Tell me how you first got into playing music. An interesting story, yes?
Yeah, so starting sixth grade, my dad really wanted me to be in the band and learn an instrument. For me, that was the last thing I wanted to do.
No thanks.
Like, I really told my dad I don't want to do it. But on the first day of school, I got my class schedule. You know, I had band. So I was not into it. I was not having it. I just picked up the soprano clarinet, and I sat back down, and I just waited for the class period to end. And then a couple weeks into the class, my embouchure was always too loose. My fingers could never cover the holes all the way, and I was just on the struggle bus.
Right.
It was not a good mix for me. And until my band director showed the class the bass clarinet. He played it for us, and that was the moment. It's like, whoa, I had to have it. I need that. Like, that was for me. He gave me one. I bought some reeds, and I started playing it. I actually started practicing, and I loved it. It changed my entire perspective of band and music and learning an instrument. It was kind of like magic. And then, as I started practicing, I think Mr. Ronnie started to notice, and he told me, you know, you should take lessons from the Tracy Canope. You know, he's a really good guy, knows what he's doing, has a lot of students, is famous around the local area. And I was like, all right. When I had my first lesson, I got to Ted Brown Music, and he walked in, he introduced himself, and I immediately felt really comfortable. You know, I felt like, this is going to work. You know, this is going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. I'm not going to get screamed at or anything, you know? And then that was when he asked me, like, the most important question in the very first lesson. It was, like, within the first 10 minutes of me meeting him. He asked me, well, who do you listen to? And, you know, little sixth grader me is like, oh, I don't know. I don't really listen that much. I just kind of started, you know. And then he was like, do you want to be a good bass clarinetist? And I was like, heck yeah, I do. And he's like, how do you know what that sounds like then? You got to listen to know what that sounds like. That was a moment where it's just like, oh, yeah, eureka. So after my first lesson, I went home, looked up on the good old YouTube, just, you know, whatever I can find. And I did find the great Eric Dolphy. And I thought that was just super cool. And at that time, I haven't started jazz, but that was like my first sneak peek of it, I guess you could say.
And so you're finding Eric Dolphy, and then I imagine your world really opened up to other jazz musicians, other musicians, other singers, too. And that's what I want to get into next. We got Nina Simone up next, a really interesting song, and I would love to know why you picked this one by Nina Simone.
The first time I listened to it, I cried. It made me feel exactly how I think music should make me feel, you know? I just think Nina Simone in general is so genuine. And in her career, you know, she had to do songs, like famous standards that she didn't want to. And I think in her music, it's like so apparent. You can hear when she had to do it and when the music was her own and when she really wanted to. And I think that's executed in this piece. And that's why I love it so much.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ Sam Brink is here, a Stadium High School senior. We're going to talk about the baritone sax in the next break, but now back into the music.
Here's Nina Simone with Consummation on 88.5 KPLU.
And now we are one, Let my soul rest in peace. At last it is done. My soul.
Forever, for we KPLU.
Ladies and gentlemen, our story is about music. Not the music of long ago, but the music that expresses the culture, the refinement, and the polite grace of the present day.
We'll be right back.
Was Herbie Hancock and his band playing Wiggle Waggle on 88.5 KPLU.
It's our special School of Jazz guest, DJ Sam Brink from Stadium High School, a senior who plays bass clarinet and baritone saxophone. And we heard one of the greatest baritone saxophones of all time, Jerry Mulligan, teaming up with the tenor man, Stan Getz, on Anything Goes. Now, tell me about the development that you went through from bass clarinet to baritone saxophone.
In seventh grade, towards the end of the school year, my band director, Mr. Ronning, had asked me, do you want to play baritone sax, learn it over the summer, and join the jazz band next year? And I was like, yes, with no hesitation. I just said yes, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
So I brought it to one of my lessons with Tracy, and we started learning it, and I was like, yes, even more so than bass clarinet. It's like 10 times even more than like I felt anything on bass clarinet. It was like magic. I loved it. So I learned it over the summer. I practiced a lot because I had a long way to go. Wasn't very sound good. And then I auditioned for our jazz band the next year, and I made it in. And that's when I knew that I really had to like buckle down. It's like I didn't want to let the band down. I want to sound good for the band and everybody, you know, and for myself. So that's when I started practicing a lot. Like I would practice during lunch. I would practice after school, like for a total like at least 3 hours a day. That's when the difference, you know, really happened for me, when I knew that music is a big part of my life and who I am. And I started listening a lot, and I found, you know, a lot of really good baritone saxophonists that I liked, and I can't stop. I love music. It helps me through everything and anything.
Now, Jerry Mulligan's certainly one of the biggest names in baritone saxophone, but you prefer to model yourself on this next baritone sax player we're going to hear.
Yeah.
Tell me about your appreciation of Harry Carney.
I absolutely love his sound. As I really started to listen to a lot of, you know, Duke Ellington and Harry Carney himself, I was like, that's it. That's what I need. Like the big, fat, raspy sound. Like, that's what I want. That's what I want to sound like. That's what I want to be. I want to be, you know, like really big and present, you know, in the band. But then I also want to sound like myself. And I think it would be cool to, you know, later on, as like, you know, hopefully I get better and better, to have people to want to sound like me, you know, like how I want to sound like Jerry Mulligan or Harry Carney.
And there you go. You're all going to be modeling your sound after Sam Brink, our School of Jazz guest DJ at a Stadium High School under the direction of Adam Morrell, 18-year-old senior, bass clarinet and baritone saxophone here on KPLU.
This is Harry Carney with Duke Ellington performing Sono on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you. Fascinating rhythm, you've got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors wanna know why I'm always shaking, just like a flivver. Each morning I get up with the sun, oh, with the sun. But now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off? Decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the girl I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop a picking on me? Oh, how I long to be the girl I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop a picking on me? Fascinating rhythm, oh, won't you stop picking on me?
KPLU.
And where do you get your kicks from? Sitting around in cafes listening to gramophone records? Jiving in underground cellars and caves?
You are a real square, aren't you?
And that was Johnny Hodges and Ben Webster playing Ben's Web.
You're listening to the School of Jazz. Guest DJ Sam Brink out of Stadium High School, the 18-year-old senior, plays bass clarinet and baritone saxophone on 88.5 KPLU. It's evening jazz streaming worldwide. That's right, Sam's show is going global right now at jazz24.org. We also heard a wonderful version of Sarah Vaughan singing Fascinating Rhythm from Viva Vaughan. What can you say about Sarah Vaughan, Sam?
I absolutely love her range, and that's one of the things that really draws me to her, because it's like she can hit soprano notes and she's a baritone, which I love like female, like super low voices, like
right.
Nina Simone's got it too, and I love the color and the sound that she can produce vocally.
Are you listening strictly to jazz these days, or are you listening to a wide variety of music? What gets you excited when you're hanging out on the record player, or in your case, a YouTube machine?
Number one is my jazz.
Yeah.
I also have a record player too, so all my my vinyls are jazz, and some of my dad's, you know, like a Santana, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I do listen to some classical. I love like wind ensemble band music. Like my favorite, The First Suite in East Flat by Gustav Holst, and I absolutely love Elsa's Procession to the Cathedral. Oh, that tune just gets me every time, but mostly jazz.
Right, and well, jazz has a lot of variety within the genre called jazz. Everything from that swinging piece right there to something more funky and soulful like we're going to hear next from the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Band.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you pick this song?
I really love Thad Jones just overall, and their sound is so different. This song just like is really a good head bobber for me, I guess. I love the feel of it. It's groovy.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ tonight is Sam Brink at a Stadium High School as evening jazz continues on 88.5.
Next up is Thad Jones and Mel Lewis playing Us.
We'll be right back. 88.5 KPLU.
Man, oh man, will you get a load of the chops on this guy? I saw him once at the Blue Note, and I mean to tell you that he blew me right out of my chair. You could take a hatchet and cut the man's lips right off his face, and still he would have played better than anyone else out there. That's how good he was.
Was Moody Ningo by Wycliffe Gordon.
on 88.5 KPLU. That's our School of Jazz guest DJ. Sam Brink has been in charge of all of the music for the 8 o'clock hour. That terrific piece from Wyclef's record, Sliding Home. We got Charlie Parker and Miles Davis in there with the KC Blues. And a couple more tunes before Sam has to go for the night. Senior at Stadium High School's jazz band on the direction of Adam Worrell. Bass clarinet, baritone, saxophone. And just recently you had a chance to open for Walter Blanding at the B-Sharp Cafe in Tacoma. What do you get out of that experience?
Well, playing in a jazz combo, every time, like, I get really nervous because, like, I don't know exactly what I'm doing. What tune should I play? Who am I also going to play with? What is it going to sound like? But then when you learn the tunes and get with the people and actually perform, it all just melts together. And it feels really good because it makes me feel proud of myself. And, like, I actually did it. I'm actually doing it. This is, like, what I want to do. And here I am doing it, opening for someone as cool and sweet as Walter Blanding. You know, that's so cool to me. There's a quote by Miles Davis talks about, don't fear the mistakes. There are none. And that, to me, is my biggest struggle with jazz. Like, I just have to get over the fence of being afraid of playing something that somebody else doesn't like. But I just have to realize it's okay to do that because it's me. It's what I sound like. That's just where I am as a musician, you know. Now, you know, I feel like I'm just starting to scratch the surface of what that really means and trying to put myself out there and introducing myself to people, you know, even though I'm not confident with my playing, I don't like how I sound every day, you know.
Sam Brink out of Stadium High School and on her way to CWU, 18-year-old senior. Thank you so much for being a part of the School of Jazz, Sam.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a lovely opportunity. I'm so excited I got to do it. I had a lot of fun.
We've got one of the ultimate finishing songs from Count Basie live in the BBC coming up in just a few. But next, Buddy Morrow with a killer.
This is Night Train by Buddy Morrow on 88.5 KPLU. Thank you.
Well, this, ladies and gentlemen, just about winds up our little session. All the gang, myself, we sincerely hope you've enjoyed this as much as we've enjoyed working for you. It's been swell, and you did just wonderful again. So until we meet again, thanks a million again, and invite us again back soon, very shortly, I hope. Until we meet again, good evening.